This is St. Louis Public Radio. A St. Louis organization is using hip-hop to get high schoolers thinking about college. The Mentors in Motion Songwriting Competition is open to all St. Louis public school students and offers a $5,000 college scholarship. So far, judges have whittled down more than 30 submissions of original poems, raps, and songs to four finalists. The winner will be presented with the check tomorrow at a gala event. St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis profiles two of the four finalists.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, mic check. You hear me, bro?
Arthur Ross is sitting inside the dark recording booth of OMG Studios off of Washington Avenue. He enters the recording booth to catch a vibe. That's what he calls it when he's about to rap.
I'm in the studio, vibing to the beat. If I hear it, I see it.
Once Ross catches that vibe, the lyrics come naturally.
Low up on the move, I jump fresh. Gotta jump fresh, stay flat. Collar, yeah, I pop it when the floor's in the night. I jump fresh.
Ross is a freshman at Innovative Concept Academy, a St. Louis public school for students who were suspended from other schools. Ross doesn't want to speak on his past that got him there. He's more focused on his future. He says he made a mistake and now uses music to show others the new him.
Everybody was telling me I'm a bad child, but I'm not a bad child. I made a mistake. They can be fixed.
That's a sentiment he echoes on the track he submitted for the competition. The song shows school pride and celebrates the teachers and students that helped change him. The songwriting competition attracted St. Louis public school students from a variety of backgrounds. Alandon Pitts is the founder and CEO of Mentors in Motion. He created the competition after seeing the impact that music has on students from various schools.
They move to rhythm. They move to the music that's on the radio. If that's what keeps them focused, then let's educate them through music.
Pitts even uses music within the curriculum at ICA, where he's also the assistant principal. It's all a part of Pitts' goal to use music to push students to pursue a college education. Ariel Gordon is a sophomore at Metro. She uses music to share her passion for social activism and draws influence from poets like Maya Angelou.
In the chorus, I was thinking about Maya Angelou because I know why the caged bird sings. So I was thinking about pain and I know why the caged bird sings.
So many dreams and possibilities. Life is getting real to me. Urge is trying to fly, but the pain keep okay. We went from picking cotton to filling up the jail.
It took only 2 hours for Gordon to write her song, but the topics in it have always been a part of her life. Her song critiques the criminal justice system while also reflecting on her own personal life.
My cousin Shabazz, he got killed, but before he got killed, he was suspended from school, pushed out from school, and basically set in a trap of the system, basically. So I think it was very important to talk about that.
Music is just a start for Gordon. The same things that drive her song also drive her career goals. She's considering a law degree, but whatever she does, she wants to fight for social justice reform.
I could be like a lawyer. I really was looking at a major in sociology, because I looked, that's what Martin King did.
Like Gordon, Ross has big career goals too. He's looking to pursue his lifelong passion of engineering. That dream might not be too far down the road, and he says it best in his lyrics.
They call us at risk, but I disagree. Judge open ICA to keep us off the streets.
So let me clarify the new me. I just want my engineer degree from S&T. So educators.
The winner of the competition will receive a $5,000 scholarship to the school of their choice and will attend the gala event with their school. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.